perfect again.
It's going right. I know I'm doing it right this time.
The last time
I just had the thing plugged in the wrong place, which is just the stupidest thing I've done in a long time.
You didn't do it on purpose. Then you thought you had it right.
Yeah. Alrighty, we're talking about the bedroom and quilts and things like that. How about a makeshift sleeping place down the floor? The
pallets. They call those pallets.
Yeah, and didn't the kids like to sleep on them?
Oh, yeah. They had more fun.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine that would be a blast.
Mm-hmm. Really fun.
If you expect a big crop from a field, you'd say that the soil is real?
It's a real good crop. That's what I think.
When you're expecting a really good crop,
it's good harvest.
And it's because the soil is so
fertile.
And how about the flat lowland along the
stream? That's called marshland.
That's marshland.
Mm-hmm.
And now, is that overflowed in the spring?
Yeah. Flood waters, and you have to drain it.
And then you plow it later?
Yeah, after you drain it, and it makes good corn.
Okay, now that you call that a marsh?
Uh-huh.
Okay, then have you ever heard of bottomland?
Yeah, that's what Papa said, call it bottomland. I'm going to put my corn in that bottomland.
Okay, and
I heard him say that.
You haven't heard that for a long time,
no,
though, right?
No.
But that...
That's what they called it. I was thinking it is a marshland, but
mm-hmm.
it's bottom.
It's bottom.
It's down in the bottoms, you know, where it stays moist, you know.
Okay. And
they have more moisture there than they do on the upland, hilly land.
Right. Okay. How about the low-lying grassland? Do you have any name for that?
Well, that's in the bottoms too. It's
okay. It's a place that's probably good for nothing other than
pastures.
Yeah.
Some of it is.
Right. Like
they'll turn it out and sow it for pastures for the stock.
Right. For grass.
For grass and grain.
And alfalfa.
Uh huh. That's grain.
Okay. Now that you just call it pastures.
Yeah.
Else.
Pastures.
Meadow.
Yeah, meadow. The pastures the same.
Okay. Then, how about some land that had water standing in it for almost all the time? What would you call that? Now it's
that's old soggy land that you
can't do anything
with it. Uh-uh.
Maybe overgrown with trees.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
Then what?
You just turn it out and use it for let the stock grow. You know, if there's any shade trees, anything.
Yeah. So what would you say? We're gonna let the stock going to the
kind of like a meadow, a pasture, you know, like.
Well, if you're just saying, if your father would ask somebody, where's the stock, you might say, oh, they're
down in the lowlands.
Down in the lowlands?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we don't live near the sea. You don't live
no,
near
I
the
don't
sea.
No, thing about the sea.
So, the place where salt hay grows along the
no,
sea.
No, I can't answer anything pertaining to the sea.
Okay. All right. Now, why don't you just tell me about the different kinds of soil?
You have good topsoil, black topsoil, and red and clay and mm-hmm. sandy loamy soil.
Okay.
That's loose.
Now, the sandy soil.
And the red clay.
What would you call the sandy soil? You call it?
You have to have other good topsoil in with it to make it, it's just a loose until it dries out. You know, when you have a rain, it dries out in just a short time.
Okay. If you have poor soil and it's kind of sandy,
yeah,
do you call
poor.
It loam?
Yeah, sandy loam.
Sandy loam.
Mm-hmm.
Then if it's real rich soil and it's black
oh,
in color.
That's good and fertile. That's what you like.
You